So let's just take a moment and settle yourself. Get comfortable in your physical body. And this isn't going to be an opportunity to be with yourself, to follow along, to open more to who you are. It's not a time to go to sleep. This is time to come awake. So why don't you begin by taking a nice deep breath? It's always good to take a cleansing breath, releasing any mental activity, any emotional disturbance, any distractions. As you're breathing in and breathing out, you can let go of any thoughts or feelings that could distract you at this time, because I want you to feel completely safe and protected in the light of who you are. All you need to do in this moment is follow my voice, and this will not disturb your inner process. So let's begin. We're going to take a journey back before you were born. We've done this before, and we're going to revisit. It may be like it was before. It could be completely different this time. We're going to take you back to where you were pure essence. You were pure energy. You were pure vibration. And you knew you were choosing to be born. You were going to take on a body. You were going to have a great adventure as a human being. And you knew that this adventure was going to be wonderful. So, as you were born into a body, you carried a seed. And that seed was your pure essence. The pure essence would be fully protected while you were growing up. It would show itself from time to time, but basically, you were unaware. You were not fully conscious of this essence. But as you were born and you began to grow up, you were focused more on learning about the world and exploring all the things about the five sense reality, the touches, the tastes, the smells, what you could see, what you could hear. This delighted you. As you played, as you ran, as you jumped, as you laughed, as you eat, as you climbed, all the things that your body could do, all the things that your senses could do, this is what was filled your world as you were growing up. And as you grew bigger, these experiences taught you many things. But along with what they were teaching you was your essence. It was right there with you. It was usually present in your heart and when your heart was open. Or when you were full of joy or happiness. Or when you felt safe and secure. And when you felt loved. And there was nothing special that you had to express about your essence. Your essence was, and it is, who you are. But because life can be filled with all kinds of experiences, your essence was easily covered up. It was pushed back with coping mechanisms, with protective behaviors, beliefs that you couldn't be you, fears of not belonging or fitting in, standards, all manner of experiences, maybe that were hurtful. So it's no wonder that when we ask ourselves, or you asked yourself, who am I? That it was difficult at the beginning to begin to uncover that. At the beginning, when we asked ourselves, well, what is my essence? There was a feeling, maybe a little tickle in your heart or in your throat or in your belly. But yet, what is that essence of who I am that was there all along through all the experiences, even the ones that were challenging, hurtful, disappointing? But this time in your life, you did decide to say, well, who am I this lifetime? And you did the work. You had the courage. You had the strength to begin to uncover and discover that deeper essence and to begin to clear away all that was covered up, all that did cover up. Because in this program, you have been invited to remember that pure seed of your essence that was present when you were born. And to see how that seed planted itself all along your life in different ways, in different circumstances, and how it bore fruit sometimes, how it sprouted sometimes it didn't, because the seed was in your heart and it has grown as you have grown. And during this program, it has become fully forward, fully expressed, fully owned, fully embraced, the essence of who you are. So take in a nice deep breath. Self-appreciation and self-gratitude. Because your essence is like your breath. It is fully present. There's nothing to do and nowhere to go. It's right here, right now. And a lot of times it's experienced kind of like a subtle fragrance of a rose or a honeysuckle or jasmine. It's an energy, it's a vibration. And yet it lives in every cell of your body. And your body illuminates itself with the life force of your essence. It shines out through your eyes. It rides on your voice. And it's felt in your touch. So now, recall your blessing. Recall your calling. For the calling is the container of your essence. It's how you've embodied your essence through your calling. In other words, you were called in to be who you are this lifetime. You were called into living in and through your essence. That's your calling. So right now, recall the vibration of your calling. Recall the energy, the feeling of your calling in your body. Not the words of it, but the energy of it. Feel it in your heart. Feel it in your basic self. Feel it down your arms and in your feet. Feel it all around you in your energy field. Let the vibration and the energy of your calling, of the essence of who you were called into to be this lifetime, come alive inside of you. Take it out of the word level. Take it into a direct experience. And now at this time, with your calling, with your essence, recall the blessing of your calling. What makes it sacred? How are you blessed by living in and through your calling? Allow yourself to open and receive the blessing right here, right now. For your divine blueprint is all about your calling. The blueprint in which you were born with, that was encapsulated in that seed, and how all of your life has unfolded following that blueprint. So now in your creative imagination, imagine that you can or mock up your blueprint. What does it look like? Is it like a blueprint for plans for a building? Is it like a web that touches every decade of your life? Is it like a winding trail that goes into valleys and mountaintops, over creeks, through woods? Is it like a burst of light? Mock up your blueprint and then see in your blueprint your calling. See how it lights up every aspect of your blueprint. All the way to right here, right now. And then beyond.